Your goodness knows no bounds. Your goodness never stops. Your mercy follows me. Your kindness fills my life. Your love amazes me. And I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good to me.
Worship song brings to our hearts, and the other side of God's goodness to those who are His is the other side that we read this morning in Psalm 94. And if you have your Bibles, you might want to turn there. Psalm 94 deals with the wicked as they rule over the righteous, and the righteous are oppressed because of that. But in the end, God's justice prevails, and the wicked are doomed. So God is good, but there is another side to that, to the wicked. It says in Psalm 94, O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs, O God, of whom vengeance belongs, shine forth. Rise up, O judge of the earth, render punishment to the proud. Lord, how long will the wicked, how long will the wicked triumph? They utter speech and speak insolent things. All the workers of iniquity boast in themselves. They break in pieces your people, O Lord, and afflict your heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord does not see, nor does the Lord of Jacob understand. Understand, you senseless among the people, and you fools, when will you be wise? He who planted the ear, shall he not hear? He who formed the eye, shall he not see? He who instructs the nations, shall he not correct? He who teaches man knowledge. The Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they are futile. Blessed is the man whom you instruct, O Lord, and teach out of your law, that you may give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit it is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, nor will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment will return to righteousness, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoer? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul would soon have settled in silence. If I say, my foot slips, your mercy, O Lord, will uphold me. In the multitude of my anxieties within me, your comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity, which devises evil by law, have fellowship with you? They gather together against the life of the righteous and condemned innocent blood. But the Lord has been my defense, and my God the rock of my refuge. He has brought on them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. The Lord our God shall cut them off. Father, we do thank you for your justice. Lord, we do recognize that there are wicked people. There are wicked people that you try to draw by your mercy and your love and your grace, but they remain in their wickedness. And the only end for them is punishment. Lord, is judgment. But Lord, we thank you that you hear our cry. Lord, you're the one that teaches and gives knowledge. Lord, we thank you so much for that instruction that you bring into our hearts and our lives. Lord, and even when our foot slips, when we don't follow you completely, you're there to hold us up. We thank you for that, that you are our defense. Lord, you are our refuge. Lord, we can trust in you all the days of our life. Lord, continue to pour your spirit out and open our hearts and our minds to all that you have for us this day, this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can remain standing or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
Let the nations bring you praise. What a glorious name. His name. There is no name in heaven above or earth below that has the power to save, to change, to bring new life. And it is the beautiful name of Jesus. What a beautiful name that is. What a powerful name. What a wonderful name. The name of Jesus.
Have no equal now and forever.
stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of
wonderful
Jesus.
Name.
What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Church, let's all stand and worship the Lord together. You call me out.
No.
praise today, church.